William Borg says he's really bad at Guitar Hero. So instead, we're watching one of his teenage customers play the game on a huge flat-screen digital TV.
And this is another reason why customers are after those high-definition TVs, because you can really maximize the overall picture and sound quality.
There's not an analog TV in the place. Best Buy doesn't sell them anymore. You can't buy them anywhere, actually, except maybe at a thrift store. Digital TV is killing the analog star.
I think the end of analog TV is here.
Megan Pollack is with the Consumer Electronics Association. She represents TV makers and big box retailers.
Just like things like record players, certain people will just fall in love and keep them, you know, for as long as they possibly can. But I think in the next, you know, 5 or 10 years, it'll be very, very hard to find one in anyone's home.
That's right. Analog TVs are going to be museum pieces, or more likely, filling up landfills. Megan Pollack says sales for digital TVs go up every year. She expects 36 million to sell next year. In February, all broadcasters are required to switch over to digital TV. If you have one of those old TVs with the rabbit ears or an antenna, you'll have to get a converter box. If you're hooked up to cable or satellite, you're fine. You don't have to buy a new TV. But TV recyclers say they're seeing more people getting rid of perfectly good analog TVs anyway. Linda McFarland runs a TV and computer recycling business.
Now we're going to really start seeing these in droves.
We're standing in front of 7-foot-tall stacks of old TVs. McFarland says of all electronics, TVs are the least valuable. And TVs are full of toxic stuff, especially lead in the cathode ray tubes. Most of the time, we export our TV waste. It ends up in Asia or Africa. There, everyone from grandparents to little kids use acid or open flames to melt the circuit boards to get to the tiny bits of gold and silver.
Children are working on top of these electronic heaps and, you know, breathing cyanide acid.
Linda McFarland says it's easy for recyclers in the U.S. to make deals with importers in other countries. They sneak the TV waste in, along with much more valuable computer parts.
You might just stick it on containers and tell the marketplace who's buying from you, I'll give you 2 good containers for every container I give you.
McFarland says that probably happens 9 out of 10 times. She wants new laws to force recyclers to take care of TVs correctly. That's at the end of a TV's life. Others want to start at the beginning. They want TV manufacturers to do more. Barbara Kyle is with the Electronics Take Back Coalition. She says it's not just the lead in old TVs. Many new digital TVs have toxic mercury in them, and that's hard to remove, too.
I think of the LCD TV as the poster child for how this industry is still not thinking about how to design with the end of life of their products in mind.
But she says some companies are getting better at taking back their old TVs for recycling. She says Sony, Samsung, and LG already have good programs. Others are just beginning. Kyle says, whatever you do, don't throw your TV in the trash. She says it'll take some work, but you can find a responsible recycler, one that doesn't export waste to developing countries. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.